Most podcasters start their podcast because one fine day they felt that they should start a podcast. Or maybe someone told them that they should start a podcast. If that is how you're planning to start your podcast, then that's one big mistake that you could be making. In this episode, I'll tell you the ideal way to start your podcasting journey so that you succeed with your show. You're listening to The Podcasting University, a weekly podcast where I share simple, practical, and implementable podcasting tips to grow and monetize your podcast. After listening to the episode, head over to thepodcastinguniversity.com for all the show notes and the recommended resources for podcasting. And if you're new to podcasting and want to get started with your own podcast, then you can join my free course on how to start a podcast at thepodcastinguniversity.com/free-guide. And if you already have a podcasting idea and you want to validate it, then you can book a free discovery call with me, a 30-minute discovery call, where you can discuss the idea with me and we can together validate if the idea is a feasible one or not. Book the free discovery call at thepodcastinguniversity.com/bookings. Now, let's get on to today's episode. Hello and welcome to episode number 136 of The Podcasting University. This is Dilip, your host. And if you're new here, then I share a lot of practical, simple, and implementable podcasting tips on this show. This show, The Podcasting University, is available on pretty much all podcasting platforms. You can pick your favorite listening app and give it a listen in there. And wherever you're listening to this show, please do take a few minutes out to rate and review the show there. Now, today's episode is something that will help you set things right if you are facing issues with low listenership and lost motivation. I'm going to talk about the two most important questions that every beginner podcaster should ask themselves before they launch their show. And if you already have a podcast, then too, this could help you correct the course of your journey. But before we dive into these, I just want to remind you that if you enjoy this podcast, then please share it and recommend it to your friends, family, and social media circles, because it helps me to reach more people and grow this community of podcasters. And before getting on to today's episode, here's a quick message for you. I used to struggle with recording interviews and video episodes. So much of tech and so much of overwhelm that I would usually keep pushing things off every week. That's when I came across Zencastr. Zencastr is super easy to use. All you need is a browser and you can start recording video episodes up to 4K, including interviews. Not only that, Zencastr is an all-in-one platform that gives you recording options, post-processing options, hosting, and even monetization options. So why look for anything else when you have Zencastr? Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TPUDIS and you will get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Now, let's get on to the topic for today's episode. So, how did you start your podcast, or what prompted you to think of starting a podcast? Did somebody tell you that you should just start a podcast, or did you just feel that you should start one? There is a big problem with that approach. Either of those ways of starting a podcast is not right. Why? Because a podcast that is started that way isn't created for the audience. Instead, it is created for yourself. And that is probably the biggest reason why podcasts fade with low listenership. Because if you don't know who your audience is, what they want, and how you can help them, you are setting yourself up for failure. You end up with low downloads, poor reviews, no engagement, and no growth, and you lose the motivation, confidence, and the interest required, eventually quitting after a few episodes. Don't let that happen to you. If you want to succeed as a podcaster, you need to follow a different formula. A formula that puts your audience first and your podcast second. A formula that helps you create a podcast that your listeners will love, value, and recommend. A formula that consists of two very simple but powerful questions that you need to ask yourself before you start your podcast. So what are these questions? Before we get into it, keep in mind that the success of any podcast depends upon how well it is received by the audience. So it becomes extremely important that you create a show for the audience that you're targeting. A show that answers their questions, that solves their problems, and helps them with solving their life's problems. And that is what these two questions that I'm going to talk to you about will help you do. So the first question that you need to ask is, who are you creating the podcast for? Now, this question is all about defining your target audience. Your target audience is a group of people who are most likely to listen to your podcast. They are the ones who are going to benefit from it, and they are the ones who are going to become your fans. These are the people who will share your interests, values, goals, challenges. They are the people who need your podcast. So to answer this question, you need to do some research. You need to find out as much as you can about your potential listeners. Things like their demographics, their psychographics, their behaviors, their preferences, and their pain points. You need to create a listener persona, which is a detailed profile of your ideal listener. You need to give them a name, a face, a story, and a voice. Why is this important? Because by knowing your audiences, you can tailor your podcast to their needs and wants. You can choose a topic, a format, a tone, a style, and a frequency that suits them. You can create content that resonates with them, that educates them, that will entertain them, and that will inspire them. You'll be able to speak their language, address all of their problems, and offer them the solutions that they are looking for. You will be able to build a relationship with them. You'll be able to earn their trust and turn them into loyal fans. And one thing to keep in mind is that you be as specific as possible when answering that question. Don't say something vague like people who like music or people who want to learn, etc. Say something like young professionals who want to learn how to play the guitar or busy moms who want to learn how to cook healthy meals. The more you are able to narrow down your audience, the more you will be able to connect with them. If you're looking for how to put together a listener persona, then I have a template that you can use. You'll be able to download this template in the show notes for this episode. So visit thepodcastinguniversity.com/136 and you'll be able to download this free listener persona template. Question number two, how will your podcast help them? Now, this question is all about defining your value proposition. Your value proposition is the main benefit or outcome that your podcast delivers to your audience. It is the reason why your audience should be listening to your podcast and not to someone else's podcast. It is the answer to the question, what's in it for me? Now, to answer this question, you need to think about what problem your podcast is going to solve for your audience or what goal it's going to help them achieve. You need to think about what makes your podcast unique, how is it different, or how is it better than all of the other podcasts in your niche. You need to think about what you can offer to your audience that they can't get anywhere else. Now, why is this question important? Because by knowing how your podcast helps your audience, you'll be able to communicate your value clearly and effectively to them. You will be able to craft a compelling podcast name, a tagline, a good description, and a good cover art that captures your audience's attention and interest. You'll be able to create content that delivers on your promise and that exceeds your audience's expectations. You can provide value that makes your audience happy, satisfied, and grateful to what they found. You can stand out from the crowd and attract more listeners. The more you define your value, the more you can convince your audience to listen to your podcast. So that's about it. Those are the two most important questions that every beginner podcaster should ask themselves before starting their podcast. If you can answer these questions clearly and confidently, then you're on your way to creating a podcast that your audience will love, value, and recommend. But before we end, I have two other questions that you should answer before you release an episode for your podcast. Once you have answers to the two important questions that we just spoke about, this is another very simple step that you need to do every time you plan for an episode. Every time you create an episode, you need to ask yourself these two important questions. One, will that audience that you identified in the first question like it? And two, will it solve their problems? Now, these questions will help you stay focused, consistent, and relevant with your content. They'll help you avoid creating episodes that are boring, irrelevant, or maybe off topic. They will help you create episodes that are engaging, valuable, and on point. If the answer to these two questions are yes, then go ahead and record your episode. But if the answer is no, then go back to the drawing board and rethink your content. And that's how you create a podcast that your audience will love, value, and recommend. By asking yourself the right questions and answering them with the right answers. By putting your audience first and your podcast second, by creating a podcast for your audience and not for yourself. And always keep this in mind, your podcast is not about you, it's about your audience. So create a podcast that serves them, not yourself. And you will be amazed by the results. I hope you found this episode helpful and informative. If you did, then please leave a review on your favorite podcast listening app. The Podcasting University is available on all podcast listening apps like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, JioSaavn, Gaana, and on Amazon Prime Music. If you want to listen to this episode free of ads, then you can listen to it on Amazon Prime Music. And this show is also available on Good Pods. If that is a platform that you prefer listening to podcasts on, do take a couple of minutes out and rate the show there and write a comment or a review there. And I would absolutely appreciate it if you can share this show with your friends, family, and social media circles. It really helps me to reach more people and grow this community of podcasters. And thanks a lot for all of the support that you've been giving. That's all that I have for today. Do visit thepodcastinguniversity.com/136 for the show notes and the downloadable listener persona template. It'll help you put together a good and practical listener persona for your podcast. That's all that I have for this episode. I'll see you next time on The Podcasting University. Until then, happy podcasting and take good care of yourselves.